friends, our subject is stores management. My name is P.M. Bendre, and this is chapter number 2, and the name of the chapter is stores organization. A store is the backbone of any industry. A growing and successful industry will definitely have a well-maintained stores. Virtually every enterprise needs to hold some stocks or inventory of various items, materials, tools, oils. So they must have a well-maintained stores. Work in any organization is done by a large number of people, each of whom has a specified task. One organization may have 2,000 people. Another organization may have 3,000 people. Some small organizations can have 100 or 200 people. But every person has a specified task. Some people are doing purchasing, some people are doing stores management, and all that. All the people concerned share the total quantum of work, all working for a common objective or goal. What is the goal? Profitability, productivity, efficiency, effectiveness. So all these goals are there. So everybody is working for a common goal, common objective. The stores organization involves breaking down all the work necessary to achieve the objective into individual jobs or tasks. For example, capable of being done by one person, the task will be capable of doing being done by one person. Providing a formal system of coordinating the efforts of various individuals involved. So, various individuals will be working. There will be a formal system, and all together will achieve that goal. Stores organizations may be defined as a systematic coordination and combination of efforts in a manner which would result in optimum efficiency, effectiveness with a minimum expenditure, that is cost. Some of its tasks would be formulation of a sound financial policy, that means for doing various operations of the stores management. We must have a sound financial policy because money is required. Nobody can deny that. Then efficient planning of work. We have learned in management, the first thing is planning. Then effective supervision, because without competent supervision, the things will not be okay. Then control of personnel, their incoming, their outgoing, their efficiency, their discipline. Then receipt and distribution of various products. So, this is the organization of stores. Stores manager will be the boss, procedures officer, stock control officer, chief storekeeper, stores accountant, vocabulary officer. What are their tasks in detail? The procedures officer will have a stores manual. You know, you have learned in ISO 9001. Standard forms will be there. Instructions will be there. SOPs will be there. So this will be managed by this procedures officer. Then stock control officer. He has to control the stocks. He has to general stock list. He has to make the general stock list. Then chief storekeeper. He has to look after the stores. Storekeeper is in charge of central stores, stock yard, unit stores, management of storehouses and stock yards. Very, very clear. Then stores accountant, stock control accounts, materials picking, materials costing, chief store taker, stock taker. Then vocabulary officer will have coding, standardization, specification. So every person, every officer has definite task. In the industrial field, the specialization of production and complexity of modern products and machinery is ever increasing. See, new things are coming. Electronics are coming. Robots are coming. Computers are coming. It is becoming very, very critical. It's very, very... In the industrial field, the specialization of production and complexity of modern products and machinery is ever increasing. Electronic products are coming. Robots are coming. Computers are coming. You know, mobiles are coming. Hence, it requires a very high standard of organization and performance in stores. You will all agree with me that it needs a very high training, retraining, and performance in stores work. As the range of materials, components, and spares is continuously expanding, stores and purchasing are independent. Any inefficiency, any lack of cooperation on either side affects the performance of both of them. Hence, a complete dovetailing of these two functions, purchase and stores. Everything is required, dovetailing. There is an increasing tendency to set up a completely integrated purchasing and stores, responsible for all the activities of both of them, bringing the following work under one responsible departmental manager. Which work? Purchasing, these things are there. Tendering, quotations, commercial negotiations, agreement of prices, order placing, supply contracts, erection contracts, sale of scrap, obsolete material sale, market research for buying, purchasing statistics, progressing orders, clearance of invoices for prices, discounts, carriage and purchase condition. This is done by purchasing. Stores branch, stores coding and vocabulary. We already explained this, that there is an officer for that. Material specifications, material standardization, stock control. For every function, there is a separate officer. Maintenance of stock records, stores accounting, stock checking, review of obsolete and surplus stock, coordination of inspection of goods delivered from suppliers, very important, operation of storehouses, operation of stockyards, certification for invoices for quantity. Both these functions, purchasing and stores, need a very good dovetailing. And there is a tendency to put both these functions under one senior officer. Management's primary concern should be the fulfillment of three objectives. Materials must be stored and managed such that they are immediately available in good condition when the production needs them, as per their schedule. The order filling and delivery system must efficiently supply the production organization in accordance with the production schedules. Very important. Material must be available just in time for the production schedule. And it should be available in good condition. Rust and all this is not required. Materials must be stored and managed such that they are immediately available in good condition when the production needs them. Order filling and delivery system must effectively supply the production organization in accordance with the production schedules. That means material must be available in time for production as per the schedules, and it should be in good condition. That means it should not be damaged, it should not be rusted and all that. So these are the two basic objectives, and these activities must be accomplished at optimum cost or minimum cost. That means you can't do all these things, whatever is the cost, whatever is the money required, that is not allowed. It should be done at the optimum cost. So these are the three objectives. The receiving operation, that is goods inwards operation. The receiving operation is an important control point in the material system. This is the only point at which the purchasing control documents actually meet the materials which have come. Subsequently, a store assumes responsibility for the physical care and control of firm's inventory. That means material should not be rusted, material should not be damaged, then inventory control, that the quantity that should not be, you know, less or more. Since this material represents from 15% to 30% of organization's total invested capital, this responsibility is really significant. 15% to 30% of the total invested capital of the organization is there in that material which is there in the stores. You can understand now what is the importance. The structure of stores department is a major factor in its organization. A very big stores having a large number of product lines may have a main stores which can serve as a base with decentralized stores for each division. For example, departmental stores for each division or unit of production, preferably located near the unit as possible, near the production unit as possible. Another possibility is that main store is completely eliminated and supplies are delivered directly from the supplier to the sub stores. In a small company, one store is adequate to serve all units. A large company marketing a variety of goods may have a central warehouse. Now, this is the difference. Stores and warehouse, these are the two different words. Central warehouse is for finished goods, FG. Central warehouse is for finished goods. So, a large company marketing a variety of goods may have a central warehouse for finished goods at its factory location. That means immediately the finished goods are going to that warehouse. Besides, a large number of stock points or depots in various cities. For example, the main warehouse is in Mumbai, whereas the small stock points or depots are in various cities like Kolhapur, Pune, Nasik, etc. The small company can have just one simple warehouse from which the entire distribution can take place. So we will now discuss different types of stores. First is the functional stores. Functional means the every store has a particular function. For example, raw material stores. Raw material stores, its location should be such that it should be situated along with railway lines because the material comes from railways. Canal or river, that is the material comes by boat. If the supplies are received other than road, that means if the supplies are coming by railways or supplies are coming by water lines, then it should be situated. That means the warehouse should be, store should be situated alongside the railway lines or canal or river. Where the deliveries are by road, there must be adequate space for trucks to move, turn and park. So raw material stores, raw material like pipes and rods, they are coming by railways or by boats, and so it should be situated near that. Second is production stores. Production store means what? Production requires a large number of materials such as consumables like face shields, oils, gas, abrasives, gloves, aprons, jigs, small tools, everything. So a store stocking such items is usually called production stores. Then general stores. All of you know various kinds of miscellaneous items like paints, brushes, cleaning materials, wood and spirit are kept in the general stores. Then tool stores, all kinds of tools like files, measuring instruments, saws, small tools like hammers, pliers, everything. They are special tools are kept here. Then salvage stores. What is salvage? Salvage means material which has to be reworked. So material is rejected on the factory floor are stored here for salvaging or selling them as a scrap. That means either throw out as a scrap or rework. That is called as salvage stores. Then packing stores, packing materials are kept here, like wood for making crates, cardboard cartons, bottles, empty cylinders, everything. Then spare parts stores. Spare parts are usually required by maintenance department for repair, overhauling, preventive maintenance. They are kept in the stores. Here the minimum stock level should be strictly maintained. Otherwise, if the stock levels are not there, if the stock is zero, what will happen? The machine will be down, machine downtime will increase, and all those things will happen. Then receipt stores. This is where goods are delivered by vendors. I call it as goods inverse stores. Then quarantine stores. You know, I was in QSG, that means quality assurance. Then I was rejecting various materials. I have not yet taken the decision whether to throw it out or not. Such materials, materials rejected on the factory floor and waiting for decision or concession or decision for scrapping, are kept here. Then shed storage. What is shed? Storage of materials that require maximum ventilation, or materials that do not require protection from weather, protection from rains, protection from rust. Such things are kept in shed stores. Then open yard. Materials like rods, pipes. So bulk items are kept in this open yard. So these are all functional stores. Now I will be discussing about physical stores. Physically how they are looking. For example, one is the central stores. This can be a central store serving 3 or 4 factories or several shops, several units in a large factory. So central stores is having everything, and they are catering 3 factories, 4 units, several shops. So that is a very big central stores. Then sub stores, it is located at the place of usage. That means in the factory atmosphere, it can even be within the shop floor. Then departmental stores, that means one store for one department. For example, in a textile factory, each department such as spinning will have one store, weaving will have one store. Then group stores, several factories belonging to the same group. For example, group like JK Group or Tata Motors Group are all in one compound. Finished goods stores, as already I explained, this is called as warehouse. A warehouse is something that deals with finished goods. These are distribution channels located in various cities to help improve the delivery of goods and products to end users. That means a company makes the finished goods, keeps it in finished goods stores, that means warehouse, and then from there the various customers are supplied with the material. It has become very important to match or even exceed customer expectation. What is customer expectation? On time, in full. OTIF, OTIF, on time, in full. That means they want all materials required by them, ordered by them, in full quantity, in time, in terms of quality and service provided. That means they need quality, they need delivery, and they need the least cost. All that is very important, customer expectations. So what is all the main thing which is done by warehouse is the customer expectations are fulfilled. Quality, quantity, delivery, everything. From a warehouse perspective, you have to ensure accuracy. That means if customer has ordered 50 parts, you have to supply 50 parts only, not 49. Then quality, that means there should not be any rust, there should not be any damage. Everything. Then timeliness. Timeliness means if customer wants on 15th of August, it should be supplied at the doorstep of the customer just before that. And cost effectiveness within the process you control. then work in progress. What is work in progress? That is material not yet finished. It is in process. So what is this? A particular shop produces an item in a batch of 1,000 and actual quantity needed is maybe 200. Then what to do with the remaining 800? The balance 800 units in semi-finished form are called as WIP, and they are kept in WIP stores for further use, further processing. Then stationary stores. What is stationary? That is stores, office stationery for the use of various departments in the company. Then bonded stores. This is a stores which stores goods on which customs or excise duty has not yet been paid. So that is bonded stores. The material will come out of the bonded stores only after paying the customs duty or excise duty. Then refrigerated stores. A refrigerated warehouse is used to store those goods which can only be stored at certain temperature to keep them fresh. The temperature can be less than 24, it can be 20, it can be 2, it can be 8 degrees Celsius and so on. A refrigerated warehouse is also called a chill stores or cold storage warehouse. These facilities maintain a controlled temperature, typically between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius, to preserve the quality of perishable goods. Refrigerated storage helps in eliminating sprouting. What sprouting means? Small, small plants are coming. Rotting and insect damage. Yes, definitely. It is the duty of the stores not that this material is getting damaged. Then flammable material stores. This is used for the storage of highly combustible materials like oil, paints, compressed gas cylinders and so on. Then dehumidifier stores. If the materials are to be stored in a moisture free atmosphere, these stores meet the need. When properly sealed and conditioned, almost any type of item can be stored here effectively. Then transit shed. Transit shed is temporary storage of the material which is coming from one place and then going to the another place. We have kept this material in transit shed temporarily, and from there it is supplied to various customers or various production shops. And then dry tanks. What are these dry tanks? Dry tanks are maintaining the material inside the tank dry by the use of compressed air. Dry tanks. Then consolidation centers. What is consolidation centers? Consolidation centers receive products from different sources. From different sources the materials are coming and amalgamate them, consolidate them for onward delivery to the customer. That means it comes from supplier number 1, supplier number 2, supplier number 3. Then they are amalgamated and then the proper customers are supplied to that or onto a production line. This can include just-in-time centers where automotive parts are delivered to a warehouse where they are brought together, that means consolidated and sequenced for delivery onto the production line or delivery to the customer. They can also be retail stock consolidation warehouses where products from different suppliers are consolidated for onward delivery to stores. Very important, consolidation centers. And then cross dock. Cross dock, what is that? Cross dock is taking the material from vehicle. The material is already assigned to the customer. Taking the material from vehicle and putting the material to the another vehicle. Customer supplies. So cross dock centers, it involves unloading goods from vehicles, making incoming shipments at logistic facility, that means the warehouse, and transferring them to vehicles handling outgoing shipments. That means taking from one vehicle, transferring to the another vehicle or another shipment, requiring little or no storage time. That means storage time is not there. take it from one vehicle, put it to another vehicle. That is called cross-dock centers. With cross-docking, goods are already assigned to the customer. That means material comes, material goes to the customer. These are cross-dock centers. Then sortation centers. At sortation centers, associate, sort customer orders by final destination and consolidate them onto trucks for faster delivery. Then very important thing now, fulfillment center. Fulfillment is what? Fulfillment of customer orders. Fulfillment of customer's orders by taking the material from various sources and supplying to the customer in time. A fulfillment center is a part of the supply chain and serves as the hub for all logistic processes needed to get a product from seller to the customer. That means seller, take the material from seller, make the all the paperwork and supply this to the customer. It handles the entire order fulfillment process, ranging from order picking and processing to packaging and shipping. A third party logistic, for which we call as 3PL. Third party logistic provider uses the fulfillment center to receive, process and fulfill customer orders for e-commerce retailers that are looking to streamline their operations. Then reverse logistics. What is reverse? A company is selling the material to the customer and customer is rejecting those materials because there are some flaws, there are some defects. So he then returns the material to the manufacturer. This is actually bad for the manufacturer. But what happens? It actually happens. A number of warehouses have been set up specifically to deal with customer return attempts. Third-party contractors are providing a service to retailers where customers return unwanted, defective attempts to the stores. The attempts are then consolidated and sent to the return center where they are checked and either repackaged, repaired, recycled, or if they are not okay, disposed of. Other reverse logistic processes include the return of reusable transit packaging equipment such as roll cages, barrels, kegs, pallets, totes and trays. That means material is useful, that is packing material such as, you know, pallets, etc. They are useful, so they are returned to the manufacturer. So reverse logistics center means return of rejected material to the manufacturer and return of packaging material, reusable packaging material to the customer, to the manufacturer. Then public center warehousing, that means some disasters are happening, so we have to help them. So such warehousing, outside the commercial world, there are also warehouses which support the public sector, armed forces, the third sector, it includes charities, social enterprises, voluntary groups. The increasing number of natural disasters such as earthquakes, droughts, tsunamis is resulting in the third sector organizations opening up warehouses in strategic locations where they can help the disaster things, disaster places immediately. This ensures that they are closer to the disaster areas and thus are able to react quicker for them. And last is the customs bonded warehousing in India. It is a facility where imported goods can be stored and further manufacturing as well as associated activities like packing, repacking, labeling, etc. can be carried out. Customs duty is deferred at the time of import. That means when it is actually imported, there is no custom duty, is payable. Custom duty is payable at a later stage, only upon clearance of manufactured goods. That means imported goods come, they are repacked, labeled, etc. And then when it is sent to the customer, that time this customs duty is payable. So customs duty is payable at a later stage only upon clearance of manufactured goods for home consumption. If goods are exported directly from the warehouse, that means imported, repacked, exported. If thus such things are happening, if goods are exported directly from the warehouse, then no customs duty is payable. The warehouse can be used to store locally procured domestic goods for processing. Now, as per ISO 9001 stores manual, all of you know, it's a written document of the standing orders, instructions, SOPs, duties and responsibility of the persons working in the stores. It contains all operating procedures of the stores, such as housekeeping, documentation, receipt, first in, first out, etc. It facilitates training and retraining of the staff, which is very important for creating the culture of the stores. So all this is for the chapter number 1. Thank you.